What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Friday morning look, our last look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The National Assembly has reported that it approved a project to repeal the two laws that grant tax credits to hotel investors, but in practice, this would not be the case. The move would not have any results with respect to the incentives covered by Law 122 of 2019 and Law 314 of 2022, in which the state assumes through a fiscal sacrifice between 60% and 100% of the investment of any instrument issued to finance tourism projects. Melchor Herrera, deputy of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, shrewdly played a hand. Technically, he fulfilled the promise to President Laurentino Cortizo to repeal both laws, and at the same time supported the interests of business groups that have the figure of tax credits to develop their projects. Herrera presented Bill 888, with which laws 122 and 314 are repealed. However, the substance of said regulations and the fiscal benefits they grant, well, they remain intact. They shielded the tax credits and made various arrangements, said attorney Carlos Barroso, a former commissioner of the then National Securities Commission. Through Project 888, approved in the third debate on the 6th of October, companies or natural persons that acquire bonds, shares or other financial instruments issued by tourism companies with projects outside the District of Panama are allowed to receive a tax credit from the 100% income tax on the sums invested. The document indicates that in order to encourage investment and financing for the development of new tourist public lodging establishments or expansions, 60% of the total value of the project declared before the Tourism Authority of Panama will be recognized as a tax credit, excluding the value of the finca and the infrastructure of the master plan, plus 5% of the value to be recognized of the infrastructure of the master plan declared before the Tourism Authority of Panama. But, in addition, a tax credit for 100% of the total value of the declared project will be recognized for those who have the respective environmental impact study and authorization from the superintendents of the stock market of Panama for the issuance of bonds, shares, and other financial instruments, whether issued by the tourist company or by a real estate investment company, or with the resolution of recognition of tax credit issued by the General Directorate of Revenue of the Ministry of Economy and Finance. If you ask me, they did repeal the two laws. Indeed, I can say yes, but what they have done is perverse, because in other articles the full effect of the repeal law is reproduced. So it is an innocuous and false repeal, Barroso specified. In legal terms, we can say that two laws would be repealed, but nothing is repealed, said the lawyer. The judge of guarantees, Carolina Santa Maria, applied the measure of preventative detention to José Cosío in the investigation that is being carried out against him for the alleged commission of the crime of evasion and forgery after, on August the 21st of 2021, the defendant was arrested by police at a checkpoint in Costa del Este when he was supposed to be in prison, serving a 74-month prison sentence. A press release from the judicial branch specifies that in a hearing held on Thursday the 13th of October, Judge Santa Maria made the decision to maintain Cosio's arrest due to the procedural risks of flight, danger and danger to the community. In this case, the prosecution is also investigating substitute judge Gerardo Rios, who signed Cosio's release, despite not being a compliance judge, since it is up to the latter to analyze the procedural situation of convicted persons. The irregularities in Cosio's release were alerted by officials from the Drug Prosecutor's Office, who, upon reviewing compliance with the 74-month prison sentence imposed on Cosio for drug-related crimes, detected that he had not served it in its whole amount. As a result of these events, the then-president of the Supreme Court of Justice, Luis Ramón Fábrega, and the then-vice-president of that justice corporation, María Eugenia López, filed a criminal complaint against Judge Rios. Sources linked to the investigation reported that the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, in charge of the investigations, have tried to interrogate Rios on several occasions, but have not been able to locate him. Cossio will remain detained in the Punta Coco prison, which is located on Isla del Rey in the Las Perlas archipelago. The evidence that the public ministry has a sufficient and proves the punishable act in the case for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering in the Lavo Yato case, well, this is part of the arrangements of the ruling of the Superior Court of Liquidation that revoked a decision of the Third Liquidator Court of Criminal Causes and called 32 people to trial, among them the lawyers Jürgen Mossack and Roman Fonseca Mora, founders of the extinct law firm Mossack Fonseca. The sentence, which bears the signatures of magistrates Manuel Mata Avendaño and Secundino Mendieta, specifies that Article 2219 of the Judicial Code warns that when there is any evidence or serious evidence against a person, the criminal case may continue. This ruling also specifies that the prosecution's investigation, which was begun back in 2016, reveals that Mossack Fonseca received transfers from companies in the Federative Republic of Brazil for several million dollars, and also mentioned the statement of Maria Mercedes Riano, who was the employee of Mossack Fonseca in Brazil, who is credited with the creating offshore companies that are linked to others investigated in that country for the alleged commission of money laundering. The prosecution's investigation revealed that those under investigation participated with conscience and will in the creation of corporations and businesses with the alleged purpose of hiding money from criminal activities. In this sense, the second prosecutor against organized crime, Isis Soto, explained on Wednesday that the ruling of the Superior Court of Settlement will allow the evidence of the involvement of those investigated in this process to be presented in the trial. Soto stressed that the court ruling recognizes the existence of a punishable act and also recalled that the now third criminal court liquidator must set a date for the trial. She added that the ruling maintains the precautionary measures to prevent leaving the country imposed on the accused in the provisional dismissal for seven people. On June the 16th, Judge Baloisa Martinez, third liquidator of criminal cases, issued a provisional dismissal in favour of the 32 defendants in the process, but Prosecutor Soto appealed the decision before the Superior Court of Liquidation, the result of which was known on Tuesday. And there was another robbery of a jewellery store, this time located on Avenida Mexico in Caledonia, Corriamento, and this was on Thursday, confirmed authorities of the National Police and the Public Ministry. Police agents and personnel from the public ministry arrived at the scene and began investigations into the incident. Now, this is the second robbery at a jewellery store in less than 24 hours. On Wednesday, the police reported that there was a robbery at the Brilat jewellery store located on Avenida Samuel Luis in Obarrio. After reporting the incident, the police carried out an operation at various points in the capital city, and this was to find the alleged suspects of the robbery. But it was reported that in the search actions it was possible to locate a vehicle in the sector where the incident took place, which was allegedly used to carry out the criminal act. Inside there were some signs that could be related to the robbery, the police have reported. Roberto Rodriguez, chief of the Metro Oeste police zone, explained that at the time of the robbery there was only one clerk on the premises. The authorities of the public ministry and the National Police reported on Thursday that a $10,000 reward is now being offered to anyone who gives truthful information to locate the girl Adeline Malienis Yarena Saldana, who has already now been missing for a month. On September the 16th, a $5,000 reward was offered to the person who provides information on the location of the minor and her alleged captors. It has been 30 days since Adelina Malianis Irena Saldana, 9 years of age, disappeared. According to the version of her relatives, everything happened when on September the 13th the girl was on her way to the Gabriel Luis Galindo School, located in Las Trancas district of Arnulfo Arias, in the district of San Miguelito. The different operations and police search actions have not found the whereabouts of the minor. The authorities of the police and the public ministry are asking the community to give any information that helps locate the minor. Comic Convention Latin America, CCLA, a pop culture convention originating in Lima in Peru. In 2018, this was, and has announced that it will arrive in Panama on Saturday the 29th and 30th of October, that's Saturday and Sunday, to hold an event that will feature the presence of British actor Joseph Quinn as a stellar guest artist. CCLA is touring different countries in Latin America and Europe, including Panama, Colombia, Argentina, Mexico, Switzerland, and Portugal. In its latest edition in Peru, held in July of this year, actor Noah Schnapp, who plays Bill Bryers in Stranger Things, was the main guest. The organization announced on its social networks its arrival in Panama with just over 2 weeks to go before the convention. General tickets are being sold exclusively on the event website at a value of $34 for one day's attendance and $56.70 to go on both days. Well, aside from admission, packages are also being sold for a meet and greet with Joseph Quinn. As the website description reads, fans will be able to purchase access to meet the actor in person and take an individual photo with him. The photograph will be taken by a professional who is part of the organization, and for this experience, it will cost you $136. This is the amount, by the way, apart from the cost of the general admission to the event. Well, you'll be happy to know you can take a picture of me for nothing. And that's it. That's our look for this morning. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama in the news, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.